So we have one last nakuda of the sugya. The only issue is it's a very, very long nakuda. So Chaim's whole innovative approach to everything we've been talking about in the past. Let's just get ourselves back into the swing of things to appreciate at least a tipa min hayav where Reb Chaim is coming from. So Reb Chaim is coming really addressing the age-old problem, and that's the Gemara Maseches Krisos. In light of everything that we thought we knew about Dovah Shem Skavins and Psikreishas, we realize that the Gemara Krisos throws a very serious curveball at us. Why is that? Because we were working with a couple of assumptions in Dovah Shem Skavins. Assumption number one is that even Rabbi Yehuda, who's the biggest machner in Dovah Shem Skavins, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the buck stops here, that at least in Hilchos Shabbos purposes, Dovah Shem Skavins cannot possibly be a deraisa. What led the Rishonim to believe that? So that was a simple reading of the Gemara in Yom Daflam Adala. That was Tosfos' way of reading the Gemara against Rashi. That was the starting point. And then we pointed out that even the Rishonim who understood the Gemara in Yom a little bit differently, like Rashi, also Lemais agreed to Tosfos. There was one lone shita out there that disagreed. Who was that one lone shita? It was Ramban. We dug up a Ramban and and a Sugin Shabbos, the Fayin Hey, that disagreed. Okay, Zolzai and the Halik Ramban. But the conventional wisdom was that Rabbi Yehuda's Dovah Shem Skavin is not going to be a real Deraisa in Hilchos Shabbos. Which led us to a very serious problem, because the Gemara in Krisos tells us that if a person is stirring coals and he's only planning on extinguishing some of the coals, and then some of the other coals get ignited, the Gemara says, Gevalt Geshrigin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yechai have a double chattas for that. That's an Issa Deraisa. So Tosfos presented a kasha in Sukkah and in Yuma and in Krisos, and every time the Sukkah comes up, Tosfos the same kasha. How could it be that Rabbi Yehuda says Yechai of the worst that it is an Issa Derabbanan? Because it's Dovah Shem Skavin Hilchos Shabbos. How could it be a Deraisa? To which Tosfos answered very simply, what's the answer by saying? It must be a Tzawah. It's a Psikreisha. To which Tosfos then turned around and said, oh, really? If it's a psikreisha, the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Shimon, that you're potur, if the world made the Rabbi Shimon psikreisha, which Tosfos hid behind what? No. We misread the whole sugya. The real factor, the real engine that's driving the sugya in the Maseches Krisos is not even really Dovah Shem Skavin. We revamped and we called it a what? So at the end of the day, the reason why you're potur on Kibui in Krisos on Dav Chaf is because of Mochshan Tichlu. That's how the sugya ends according to Tosfos. Again, we had some textual issues. You know, the Gemara doesn't say Mochshan Tichlu. Why did the Gemara, if the Gemara said it, meant it, why didn't it say it? Okay. You know, we never lost too much sleep over textual issues. You can always funk your way around and figure out, I don't mean in a bad way. We'll figure out a way to stick it into the Lashon Gemara. Tosfos tries to do it for you. But at the end of the day, conceptually, Mochshan Tichlu Gufa is the driving force in the Ptur of Rabbi Shimon, in Krisos Dav Chaf, and that's the only way Tosfos presents. Also, the only way to read that sugya. So we open up a Rambam. We used to say the name is Father Moshe Soloveitchik. When you learn a sugya in the Gemara, so usually you learn the sugya through the eyes of Tosfos. Why? Because Tosfos on the page, so you bump into Tosfos first. So you read the sugya through the eyes of Tosfos, and you create certain hanochas. You have certain basic premises are developed or introduced by Tosfos, and then you read the Gemara through the eyes, through the lens of the Baal Tosfos. And then all of a sudden you open up a Rambam and you come to the realization that the Rambam wasn't swayed. He didn't have those preconceived notions. The Rambam didn't read the Tosfos. The Rambam was contemporary about the Tosfos. The Rambam read the Gemara the way his Messiah was, from his Rebbe, from his father, from Magash, from the Rib. He had a whole different way of reading the sugya. So the Moshe Soloveitchik used to say, you have to almost break down every sugya. Atkan divrei Tosfos, and mikan vayelach, divrei Rambam. How did the Rambam look at the same Gemara? So the Rambam, sitting hundreds of miles away, Baal HaTosfos is sitting up in North France, they're shivering, they're cold, it's very cold in northern France, and they're trying to figure out, they're igniting the coals, they're stirring the coals, trying to figure out what's behind the Gemara, and Tosfos came up with this theory that the engine that's driving Krisos Dav Chaf is Mochshan Tichlu Gufa. We open up the Rambam is sitting in nice, warm, toasty Cairo, he's reading the same Gemara. The Rambam writes in a letter, he describes what his daily activity was. So he had to do a lot of traveling to Rambam because he lived in one place. He had to go to the king, to the sultan every day because he was the sultan's doctor. It was his job. So he used to have to travel to the sultan and take care. He writes in a letter. He had to take care of all the sultan's children. Sultan had a lot of kids. He had a lot of wives. He had a lot of kids. So Every kid had an ear infection one day and a throat infection another day. Strep. Everything Ram writes, he spent most of his morning taking care of all the kids who didn't want to go to school. They all stayed home, and the Ram would take care of all the kids. Imagine running a pediatrician's office for one father, 500 kids. So that kept the Ram writes. I don't know what he said. It kept him very, very busy. He was taking care. He doesn't dramatize like I am, but he said it kept him very, very busy. So the Rambam writes that he had a lot of time every day traveling back and forth. He sat in traffic. There was very little traffic on the roads, but he had to take into consideration the commute. He had a very long commute, so he commuted on his donkey every day. So the Rambam rode every day to work on his donkey. So I imagine he had a lot of time to sit and think on a donkey. So there were no distractions. He didn't listen to traffic and weather together. He didn't listen to the talk shows. He didn't think about anything. He just sat and thought about Krisus Dabchov. So no doubt he's sitting and thinking, he's riding in Cairo, it's nice and warm and toasty, and he's thinking, so Taka, what's going on in Krisus Dabchov? What? So I can tell you what the Rambam did not conclude when he read the Gemara Krisus Dabchov. I can tell you this bevados. And even Reb Chaim can tell me to say, it's never Parshat Admoed. The Rambam did not conclude that the driving force of Krisus Dabchov is Bach Shaitzich Leguf, and I'll tell you why. Because the Rambam paskins like Krisus Dabchov, the Yataka only chayev once. And the Rambam paskins, you're not chayev for Havara, and there's no way under the sun that the Rambam holds that the reason why you're potter is because of Bach Shaitzich Leguf. How do I know that? Because I happen to know that I cheated on this one. The Rambam Menuchas Shabbos happens to be the Rishon who says, we paskin Bach Shaitzich Leguf is chayev. Takes on all the other Rishonim, and we probably don't even accept that Lalacha. But you know, those who live with Sechah Shabbos with us will well remember that we must have quoted this Rambam 100 times. The Rambam is the lone Shita, almost the lone Shita, stands against everybody. And he says, the Halacha, but all the Sugyas, falls into place. The Rambam concluded, uniquely, that we paskin Halacha against Rabbi Shimon HaMelech Shetzich Lufa. I didn't say Rabbi Shimon Iskav. Rabbi Shimon Iskav in the Gemara paskin, like Rabbi Shimon. But vis-a-vis Melech Shetzich Lufa, the Rambam says, we follow Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Shimon. And most Yisham disagree, but again, we're learning Rambam right now. So once you tell me that the Rambam lahalacha paskins the Melech Shetzich Lufa is chayav, the Afal Pichein, the Rambam quotes, the day in the Gemara that you put there on Kibboy, obviously, this is not the reason. This is clearly not the engine that's driving the mandiyomah that's potter. There's something else going on in the Gemara according to the Rambam. So the quote from Moshe Soloveitchik, don't be swayed by Tosfos, don't be brainwashed by Tosfos, don't think that the only way to read Krisus Dabchov is based on Melech Shetzich Lufa. I know it's different. So now we've got to get into that Rambam on the donkey, in the commute. So tackle what is going on. What really is going on behind the scenes in Krisus Dabchov? So the answer according to the Rambam is obvious what's going on. It's so obvious. The Rambam read the Gemara. Tosfos also read the Gemara, but said the Gemara didn't really mean it. The Rambam read the Gemara and said what? The Gemara really meant it. The Gemara really meant what it said. It said what it meant. It's real true that when the Gemara says Potter Akiboy, the Gemara meant, you know what you Potter Akiboy? Because it's a Dover Shedim Iskaveh. I back to square one. But if it's a Dover Shedim Iskaveh, what prompted Tosfos to veer from this pshat? No, Chazer again. If it's Dover Shedim Iskaveh, so why what? Why Yichayv according to Rav Yehuda? So the Rambam adds in the following Nekuda. How do I know this? This is where Rav Chaim begins. Rav Chaim starts to solve this problem. Rav Chaim is going back to the Rambam, going back into and going into the words of the Rambam. And again, the Rambam doesn't tell you because he didn't write his Perush in the Gemara. That's our limitation with the Rambam. The Rambam didn't tell you I learned the Gemara, but I see what the Gemara says, and I see what Tosfos said, and I know that the Rambam didn't learn that way. That's proof positive. Other Rambams clear the Rambam didn't learn that way. Rav Chaim is going into the words, into the inner makings of the Rambam's mind and trying to figure out how did the Rambam read the Gemara? And Rav Chaim says, Pshat kemashmo. The Rambam read the Gemara exactly what it says. The reason why you're potter is Dov Hashem is kaven, which we do accept to be Shimon Dov Hashem is kaven. So back to square one, Abazor, if it's Dov Hashem is kaven, so why does Rabbi Yehuda say Yechayav? Very unlikely that the Rambam held like that Ramban, highly unlikely. So why Yechayav? What's the answer? It must be, it's a what? It must be, it's a psik resha. That's not heading in the right direction. That's about to bump into who? You're about to bump into Tosfos, right? You're heading in the wrong, you just made a wrong turn. Your way should be screaming at you. You should be recalculating now, because the Rambam is heading where we don't want him to head. But says Reb Chaim, what are you going to do? It's obvious that you have to go down the route of psigresha, otherwise your reader doesn't make any sense. So now turn the tables and say, so why, according to Reb Shimon, are you potter? So comes Reb Chaim and says, I'll tell you why you're potter. Because this is not your regular, plain, and simple psigresha. What is it? The fellow is playing with the coals. His goal is to get the coals out. He doesn't want to be bothered with coals. He doesn't want the fire department to come. It's the sirens, the fire engines coming into town and closing off the street. He doesn't want this barbecue to keep on going. He wants the coals to go out. But he knows full well that by stirring the coals to extinguish them, what's going to happen? Probably some of the coals will get a little bit ignited along the way. Yes, says Reb Chaim Das Rambam, it's a psikresha, but it's a psikresha de what? It's a psikresha de lo nichalei. And says Reb Chaim Das Rambam, a psikresha de lo nichalei is all right. That's okay. Maybe Reb Shimon psikresha lo nichalei. Yeah, that's true. Maybe Reb Shimon psikresha lo nichalei. I'm sorry. Reb Shimon, I'm sorry, psikresha. But even though Reb Shimon agrees to psikresha, if it qualifies as psikresha lo nichalei, then okay. Then you're fine. This sounds eerily familiar to who? Who does it sound like? Who else, in effect, called Krisus Davchav Psigration on Nichalei and hid behind Psigration on Nichalei? Who else said that? Tosfos. But what did Tosfos do? Tosfos said it's a Psigration on Nichalei, and the reason why Psigration on Nichalei is potter is because it's tantamount to a lot, to Melach Shetzich Legufa. On that point, who's going to have to part ways with Tosfos? The Rambam must part ways with Tosfos. Because if that last point of Tosfos' argument is accepted by the Rambam, then the Rambam just went into a brick wall. Because if you're going to tell me that the reason why Psigresha Nichalei is potter is because of Melach Shetzich Legufa, that's impossible. Why is that impossible? Because what's the Rambam sheet about Melach Shetzich Legufa? Chayev. And we're trying to defend why, in the end of the day, why the case of the coals is potter. So up until now, the Rambam is too close for comfort to Tosfos. He's bothered with the same kasha as Tosfos. He turned the Dov Shem Iskavin into Psikresha. He's forced to call Psikresha on Nichalei to defend Rabbi Shimon. But herein lies the difference. When you have Psikresha on Nichalei, according to Tosfos, that translated into Malach Hashem Tzrich Legufa. According to the Rambam, that is an impossibility. What is a psikresha lo nichalei according to the Rambam? It's not potter because of Melach Shetzich Legufa. Why is it potter? Because a psikresha lo nichalei is no longer a psikresha. It now reverts to become, if it ain't a psikresha, what is it? It's a davar she'eino miskaven. That's the reason why it's mutter. And that's the reason why you're potter. And everything is hunky-dory according to the Rambam. The Rambam is almost identical to Tosfos, but at the last moment, the Rambam veers off course of Tosfos, because Tosfos goes down the route of Melach Shetzich Legufa, which is not a viable route for the Rambam, and the Rambam turns around and says, a different lamdus. It's a psikresha on Nichalei, and therefore it's ois, psikresha, and it's vait, the davar she'eino miskaven, and sholem ha'Yisrael. What is almost impossible to say at this point? Wherein lies the difficulty of this pshat? What is wrong with this pshat at this point? Logically, we have to think through step by step. What is wrong with this pshat? If it's what? If the Rambam really believes in this equation that a psikresha de what? De lo nichalei equals a davar she'eino miskaven, that is the new premise of Reb Chaim. This is the new truth. This is the new equals MC squared, according to Reb Chaim. Because there's no other way to explain why the Man D'Yomer says potter. There's no other way to explain. You don't go down to Melach Shetzich Legufa. It's going to end you into trouble. So you have to revamp, recalculate, and corpse the gracial nichalei, davar she'eino miskaven. What's the problem, Rabbi Yisai? Name the problem. According to Rabbi Yehuda, why are you chayim? The Gemara said Befeirish increases that according to Rabbi Shimon Yepoter, according to Rabbi Yehuda Yechai. What's the problem? If you label it as a Dover HaMechavein, like Tosfos did, Once it's a psik resh, it's blood to davar mechavin, remains davar mechavin, and the only p'tur is belach shaytzich legufa. Then I understand fully well why Rav Yehuda said yichayim, because Rav Yehuda happens to deny what? What p'tur does Rav Yehuda deny? That was, you weren't supposed to say that. According to Tosus, I have to think this through, but he said, and it's a complicated cheshbon, but this is, you gotta do it. No other choice. According to Tosus, who said that a psik resha delo nichale is basically still a psik resha, and the only reason why you put, what did Tosus call it, or what? Mloch shetzich legufa. I understand full well why Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon part ways. Why? What is Rabbi Yehuda's shita that Mloch shetzich legufa? Who's going to say it? What's the magic word? Chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda says you carry out a mace, you chayiv. Not osur, not pagos, a chayiv. So according to Tosfos, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon make perfect sense. They're arguing about a psikreishah lo nichale, which according to Tosfos equals MC squared, is psikreishah lo nichale equals malach shetzich legufa. The Gemara reads like a charm according to Tosfos. That's the Chayiv and Rabbi Shimon. But according to the Rabbi, who didn't have that leisure, didn't have that option to say that, because according to the Rambam, the minute you call Malach Shetzich Legufa, you're in trouble, because that's not a p'tur. We pass the review, this is the Rambam. So the only way to salvage the Gemara, the only way to salvage the Rambam, is to say that a psik resha lo nichale is a dovash and miskaven, whatever that means. It means it's no longer a psik resha for whatever reason, it's a dovash and miskaven, you're guilty of overkill. Because if it's really truly a dovash and miskaven, and we're talking about Ruch HaShabbos, back to square one. So why does Rabbi Yehuda say you what? Weichayim. So you have to come up with the following startling conclusion. So you could read, learn Masechah Shabbos 157 block 20 times over and never come to this realization. What you have to say, says Rabbi Chaim, there's only one way out of this problem, dilemma, according to the Rambam, there's only one way out. But you have to say is that is a psikration lo nichale a davar shein miskaven or not? What's the answer? Yes or no? This is the Yesoda Yesodus. This is what's going to make the bomb explode. This is equal answer. This is Yesoda Yesodus, Rabuda Chochmas of the entire world. The psikreishah lo nichale is the lach equivalent to davar shein miskaven, according to the Rambam. Does everybody agree to that? What's the answer? Who disagrees with that, according to the Rambam? Don't tell me Tosis disagrees. I've never heard of Tosis. That Yesoda Yesodos is Gufa Amachlaikis, who and who? Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. What we thought was Yesoda Yesodos is now itself subject to Amachlaikis Atanoim. According to Rabbi Shimon, this is Emes. According to Rabbi Shehuda, this is Shaker. According to Rabbi Shimon, Psikreish Lo Nichle is Dov Shem Iskavin. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Psikreish Lo Nichle is a Dov Ramachavin Mamish. And you chayev on Shabbos for it. That is krisus time. So the Rambam started out the ikvas atosis. You have to call it psik resha. If you don't call it psik resha, then you are stuck in the corner. If it's not a psik resha, there's no reason why Rav Yehuda doesn't chayev you. Rav Yehuda doesn't chayev for davar shein miskaven and Shabbos, except for that lone Ramban and Shayim beside. Hey, don't bother me with now. You have to introduce psik resha to the sugya krisus tavchav. There's no choice, says Reb Chaim. The minute you introduce psik resha, you're stuck with Tosa's dilemma. If so, you should be chayiv according to Rabbi Shimon. And the only way out of that problem is to call the psik resha l'michalei. But don't go down the route of Tosa's to equate that to Malach Shetzich L'gufa, because you're going to be stuck according to the Rambam. So revamp your revamping. Namely, call the psik resha l'michalei, but call it another p'tur. Call it davar shein miskaven. But once you're willing to commit yourself to psikreishah lichle being a davar shein miskaven, then admit, says Reb Chaim, that nekuda, that equation is totally on the machlokes Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. And that's where the lomdus, this is the background, this is the easy part. This is the cheshbon part of this. We didn't even say any lomdus yet. We just connected the dots of the cheshbon. Everyone saw this in Reb Chaim? Who here read the Reb Chaim? Who here so far realizes that so far I said exactly what Reb Chaim said in like one line? He didn't even bother elaborating this. This is like Milsa the Pshita. This is just the give and take, the Shach Matar and the Gemara. But now Reb Chaim begins the conceptual part. And now you have to really use brisk to understand. So why should this equation be true? Or why should it not be true? Why should this equation depend upon Machlekes Rebbe Shimon. It's very problematic. You know why it's problematic? Because in Hilchos Shabbos, on a level of the Araisa, Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon are the same. Rebbe Shimon holds that Dov Shem is Kavin. Midaraisa is Mutter on Shabbos. And according to Rebbe Shimon holds it's Mutter. And Dov Shem is Kavin. According to Rebbe Yehuda holds it's Mutter. Remember Tosis. Forget the Ramban. You guys are so mushed over the Ramban, you forgot Tosis. Tosis showed you from Yuman Daflamid. Kulei Alma Lepugi. Both of you and Rebbe Shimon agree that Hilchos Shabbos Dov Shem is Kavin is Mutter. Why? What's the words? Give me the words. Lech Lasha. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon see eye to eye. They're in the same team. They finally, Baruch Hashem, Shalom. Minichal Marv Shalva Oilam. They finally found the Gemara that says they say the same thing. They both agree that in love of that. I mean, the Rabbanah and Rabbi Yehuda threw a curveball, made it to the Rabbanah at you. Rabbi Shimon didn't make that. Who cares? That's not just us. But in the world there, Aisa, Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai and gave us the parish of Shemir Shabbos. So both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon said, okay, great. Dov Shem is Kavin is fine. It's not love for Hashem. This is what creates the problem for Ephraim. This is the conceptual nut that you have to crack. Because if both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon agree there's a din of Dov Shem is Kavin Hilchos Shabbos, how in the world can they have different definitions of whether Psik Reish L'Nichle meets those criteria or not? I'm unsure. If you believe Psik Reish L'Nichle is a Dov Shem is Kavin, it should be Dov Shem is Kavin for both. If you believe Psik Reish L'Nichle is not a Dov Shem is Kavin, then it should be a Dov Shem is Kavin for neither. How in the world, how dare you say that Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, who both agree to the basic principles, Hilchos Shabbos, Dov Shem is Kavin, is governed by Halachas Machshavas? How can you turn around and say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a different definition of Dov Shem is Kavin here? Psik Reish L'Nichle meets the criteria according to Rabbi Shimon and according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's the conceptual not the crack. Everyone saw this in Reb Chaim? No? Everyone was reading Reb Chaim. I heard the whole morning, I heard guys reading Reb Chaim. No? No one saw this? No one saw it coming? This is the problem. This is the root of the whole Reb Chaim. This is what was bothering Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim is sitting in brisk, sitting in Velazh, where every thought of the Shtickel Torah, and this is the nut he's trying to crack. Somebody said that the dude's in Reb Chaim, and some other people was, that some people would prepare for an hour for shiur, and then they would say shiur for 24 hours. If Chaim would prepare for 24 hours, then he would say shiur for an hour. If Chaim thought and thought and thought and thought and thought and thought and thought, and then he said shiur for a few minutes. He didn't say very long shiur in Volozhin. So if Chaim's sitting there in Volozhin, where he probably said the shiur the first time around, and he's thinking, what is the answer to this nut? How do you crack this nut? What's the answer by saying? Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon had different versions of definitions of Dov Shem is Kavin. Even though they both agree l'maisa that Hilchos Shabbos is Potter, but kemerachak mizbech m'mayra, they had different ways of understanding why that's true, and it's those different ways of understanding that results in this difference of why Psik Reish L'Nichle is or is not a Dov Shem is Kavin. So this is classic mamash, this is classic brisk, that on the surface level, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are talking the same language. And Rav Chaim is about to prove to us, even though Lamaisa they're talking the same language, conceptually they're so radically different from one another, that's going to explain why this equation is either emes or not emes, depending on what you think Dov Shem is Kavin really truly means. So come to Rav Chaim with the following question. How do you define that very phrase, Dov Shem is Kavin? Kavon is a very, very ambiguous phrase. What makes something eino miskaven? I want you to really put it into English for me. What makes a particular action dovish eino miskaven? Wherein lies the chisaron of miskaven? So I can understand the term miskaven in one of two ways. I can understand that the word term kavona addresses that cerebral process called knowledge, cognizance, awareness, consciousness. There's still four different psychological terms at you. But they all mean the same thing. They're all describing a person of aware of what's going on. There are many things that I do in life that I am aware of. Just because I'm aware of something doesn't necessarily mean what? That I want it. I'm aware of a lot of things. I'm aware, generally speaking, on Monday to Thursday, at 8:40 in the morning, I am fully 100% cognizant and aware of the fact that I'm sitting in traffic. But I'm not happy about that. I'm so aware of it. Unless I'm so in the Olam, I'm like the Rambam, I'm the donkey, I'm so in the Olam HaSal Yoinim, that I'm thinking about the Suya, I don't even realize I'm on the bridge. Oh. Actually, my daughter wakes me up when that happens. She reminds me we're in traffic, we're late for school. So I'm always aware that I'm on the bridge. I'm not happy about it. So Kavana can be defined in terms of cognizance and awareness. Or perhaps Kavana can be focusing on something else. I'm not particularly thrilled. I'm not particularly satisfied. I'm not particularly happy with what's going on. I really would rather almost it's not happening, or I really couldn't get one with the other, but this is not my goal, this is not my ambition, this is not my agenda in life to accomplish X, Y, or Z. That's a whole nother twist to Kavana. I'm not mechavin for something, doesn't mean I'm not aware of it. It means I don't particularly want it to happen. So what's right? What is the definition of Dov Hashem Yiskaven? How do you define Dov Hashem Yiskaven properly? It says Reb Chaim, that's reviewed in Reb Shimon part ways. Why are they part ways? Part ways for the following reasons, as Reb Chaim. If you look at Shas, you will realize immediately that the Machlekes reviewed in Reb Shimon is not limited to Chashabbos. We already saw this. Okay, it's Paris. Those who learned Pesach with us a couple of years ago remember very well that the Machlekes Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon is twofold. There's the Machlekes in Chashavis, like the guy dragging the chair. And there's Machlekes in Kol Terkul. Who remembers? What was the example, the Mishnah that spoke about Kol Terkul? The what? The Nazir was playing with his hair. Remember, did we talk about this? The Nazir's Pashkin with his hair. That's not Chashavis. That's Kol Terkul. And the same machlek, the same names on the page appear. Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon fighting it out of Maseches Nazir, the same way they're fighting it out of Chashavas. Says Reb Chaim, the issues that are playing out in Kol Terekula and the issues that are playing out in Shabbos are not identical to one another. The terms are the same, but the images behind them, the concepts that they represent, are radically different. And I'll tell you why. Says Reb Chaim, it's really very simple. Hilcha Shabbos. Everything in Hilchas Shabbos ultimately comes back to what? To Melechas Machshavas. What is that imagery of Melechas Machshavas? Give me an imagery of Melechas Machshavas. Do you think Melechas Machshavas is addressing cognizance, awareness, well thought out? Or is Melechas Machshavas discussing something that I want or don't want to happen? So those who learned the second breath, the end of the second breath of Bava Kama may remember, the Gemara talks about the following case. A guy was sitting, and he didn't even know that he had a rock sitting on his lap. He totally forgot, wasn't even curious he had a rock sitting on his lap. And he gets up, and he starts to walk. He doesn't even realize he's got the rock there. He saw a rangatun and a sugi learning. And he ends up walking outside, and he carried the rock outside. And there's no Erev. Terrible. She's Ram Derais, 7,000 people. Come on, terrible. Yeah. Gemara says, forget about it. You don't have to be a Korban Chatas. You know why? There are four words where you don't have to be a Korban Chatas. What are they? Meleches, Machsheves, Asa Rachamana. And this is Mishkei Meleches, Machsheves. How can you call something Meleches, Machsheves when you're not aware, not conscious of what's happening? Why is the Gemara talk about the Zechberg of Bavakamas? The Gemara compares and contrasts. What if somebody got hurt with that rock? Is that called the Mazik, the Shogig, the Mezib, the Oinis? It's an interesting sugi now for now. It's a Bavakamas sugi. Maybe next year, hopefully, this year we'll talk about it. Comes up in Bavakamas the Dalit also. So even if by some chance we don't make it to Dav Chavav, maybe some chance, come on, man. All right, so hopefully by Dav Dalit we'll make it to. So comes Reb Chaim and quotes that Gemara. Everyone saw Reb Chaim reference that Gemara. He said it so fast, it may have gone right over you. Reb Chaim referenced that Gemara and said the definition of Meleches Machsheves is a cognizance awareness type of a definition. In Kol HaTerekula, Meleches Machsheves doesn't play a role. The reason I didn't Meleches Machsheves Kol HaTerekula. So what is the possible Ptur in Kol HaTerekula? Says Reb Chaim, I am Psach in the second parak, and you realize that generally for Averis to take place, There has to be a certain degree. I didn't say cognizance and awareness. There has to be a certain degree of what? Of willpower. I want to do this. I want to eat the chas. I want to wear the shatnez. I want to speak lashon hara. And if that want is lacking, that mitigates the avera. It could be it mitigates to the point that it doesn't even exist. Says Rav Chaim, if you look carefully at the sugi in the second back of Pesachim, you'll realize right away that the Dover Shedim is Kavin of Kola Terakula has nothing to do with cognizance and awareness. That has everything to do with Ratzon or the lack thereof. Comes Rav Chaim and says, now let's analyze with those two different Hagdaras. There's Dover Shedim is Kavin of Shabbos, and the Dover Shedim is Kavein of Kol HaTorah, and they're different. One's a function of awareness. What should we call this? That's a good word for awareness. Cognizance of? I don't want to say Das, because then there's another of Chaim Das, and you're going to tell me it's against Machshav. I don't want to say Machshav, that's too confusing. I need a word. Give me a good modern Hebrew, you know, psychological awareness. How do you say aware? Ofiyut. I went to SAR. They didn't say no ofiyut. We probably didn't exist that word. What? Mudaut. That's fine to sound, you know. Why don't we just call it like something more, a little more yeshivish? Yediyah, right? Okay. Same shorish. Yediyah. Okay. Knowledge of yediyah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say it. Yediya. Kola Terakula, Yediya doesn't play a role. Modaut doesn't play a role. Ofiyut, nothing plays a role. In Kola Terakula, it's all a function of what? Ratzon. Comes Reb Chaim with the beginning of the punchline. Everyone slow to Reb Chaim so far, right? Give or take. Comes Reb Chaim with the punchline. I have this equation on the board called the psychological nichalei. That when it says psychological nichalei, that's the Dover Shedim is Kavein. If you think that equation is right, who thinks that equation is right? A psychological nichalei is automatically a Dover Shedim is Kavein. What do you think that equation depends upon? It ultimately depends upon what is defining Dover Shedim is Kavein. If Dover Shedim is Kavein is focusing on a lack of ratzon, then this equation makes perfect sense. Why? What is the creation of the lo nichalei? What does lo nichalei translate to mean? Because you don't want it. Either you mamish don't want it, or you don't care about it. This is called not wanting it. It doesn't matter whether you negatively or you parva on it. If you don't practically, positively want it, that is felt in your ratzon. It's a chisaron. It's a lacking ratzon. So if you really believe that Dover Shedim is Kavein is ratzon oriented, then you can label psychological nichalei as a Dover Shedim is Kavein. This equation makes sense. But if your understanding of Dover Shedim is Kavein is a function of yediya, in the case of psychological nichalei, is there any less yediya? What does psychratia mean by definition? When you have a psychratia, you want, what's the next word? You know that it's going to happen. You know, that's it, that's all. You know what's going to happen. But the guy screamed, but Rabbi, I don't want it to happen. So? But I don't want, so? But I don't, so? But you know. What you know, by definition, can't be a Dover Shedim is Kavein. So the truth, or lack thereof, of this equation, ultimately boils down to what you think the essence of Dover Shedim is Kavein is. Is it a function of Yediya, or is it a function of... So what's the answer? So comes Reb Chaim with the punchline and says, this is the answer. This is the multi-million dollar question. If you think Rabbi Yehuda is right, and Rabbi Yehuda holds there is no din of Dover Shedim is Kavein of Kol HaTorah Kula, it just doesn't exist. The only Dover Shedim is Kavein Rabbi Yehuda subscribes to is what? Is of Shabbos, which is rooted in what magic words? Lachas b'Shabbos, which in turn is rooted in what kind of a halacha? Lachas b'Shabbos is the din of Yediyah. So then, through the eyes of Rabbi Yehuda, a psikreisha de lo nichalei cannot qualify as a Dover Shedim is Kavein. Because once it's a psikreisha, you have Yediyah. The fact that you don't have Ratzon so, if you've never heard of Ratzon. Rabbi Yehuda had a very, very limited understanding of Davar Shem Miskav. He thought there's a din of Davar Shem Miskav in Shabbos, not a Kotev, not a Nazir. The Nazir is Chayev. In Ilcha Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda concedes there's a din of Davar Shem Miskav, but it's only a Yediyah Dikadin. And a Yediyah Dikadin is not going to help me for a Psik Reish Lo Nichalei, because once it's a Psik Reish, I have Yediyah Gemura. All I'm lacking is Ratzon. Ratzon is not on the radar screen for Rabbi Yehuda. So now comes Rabbi Shimon. Comes Rabbi Shimon and says, I also want to look at a Psik Reish Lo Nichalei. Can I call the Davar Shem Miskaven? So we say, well, what is it? This is Shabbos. This is not called Tarkula. So the Chor Rabbi Shimon should be in the same rut as Rabbi Yehuda. What's the answer, says Rabbi Chaim? What? What's the answer, according to Rabbi Chaim? This is Shabbos. So Shabbos is only governed by Melechus Machshavos. So you can talk about lack of Ratz of Tate for the boy, that's irrelevant. What's the answer, according to Rabbi Chaim? This is not called Tarkula. What's the answer? Shabbos is what? Is still. What's the answer? It's a Shabbos. This is Melechus Machshavos. So what are you telling me? How is anything going to change according to Rabbi Shimon? What's the answer? Where's the punchline? Who's Rabbi Chaim? Shabbos is still no less than what? Than what? Than Kol Tarkula. Shabbos is also one of the 613 mitzvahs. So even though Rabbi Shimon concedes to Rabbi Yehuda that the Davar Shem Miskaven of Shabbos is going to fail me by a Psik Reish Lo Nichalei, it's not going to do the trick, because the Davar Shem Miskaven of Shabbos, Rabbi Shimon agrees, is Melechus Machshavos rooted. But Rabbi Shimon has a trick up his sleeve. What's the trick up his sleeve? Say, good, forget Melechus Machshavos. Zolzai, Dal Melech Melechus Machshavos. Call Shabbos no worse than Nazir. Shabbos is no less of a mitzvah satara than Nazir. And just as Nazir depends upon Kavana, and what does Kavana mean by Nazir? What does it mean? It means Ratzon. That's Pesachim, Sechem Berek. That's the Davar Shem Miskaven called Tarakula. Shabbos is Oichet called Tarakula. It's also called Tarakula. And the din of Davar Shem Miskaven of Kol Tarakula, which is dependent upon what magic word again? Ratzon is going to enable me to declare that a Psik Reish Lo Nichalei is a Davar Shem Miskaven. It's not Davar Shem Miskaven of Shabbos. It's Davar Shem Miskaven of Kol Tarakula. And that's why ultimately the Gemara Krisa says it's going to be okay, according to Rabbi Shimon. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to be what? What's the word? It's going to be chayav. You know why? Because it's not a Davar Shem Miskaven. It doesn't meet Rabbi Yehuda's criteria for Davar Shem Miskaven. Once it's a Psik Reisha, it's history. It's history. It's done. You can't hide behind Melechus Machshavos, because once you have full-fledged Didiyah, there's no Ptura Melechus Machshavos anymore. The only possible Davar Shem Miskaven you could have hid behind was called Terkul. Rabbi Yehuda wasn't Gerset. He didn't accept that. That's exactly what the Gemara says in Krisus. Temole, that's what the Gemara says in Krisus. Ha Rabbi Yehuda disfirle Davar Shein the Miskaven Chayef of Kol Tarakula. That's right. And Ha Rabbi Shimon disfirle Potter. He has the. I thought Ha Rabbi Shimon disfirle Potter because of Ilcha Shabbos. What's the answer? No. They might have said that. They might have called it. They might have said why it's Potter. They might have said Melechus Machshavos or Shatayra. The Gemara says Ha Rabbi Shimon disfirle Davar Shein Miskaven Potter. I.e. Rabbi Shimon of Kol Tarakula. It's only the Davar Shem Miskaven of Kol Tarakula that's dependent upon Ratzon that can salvage me and let me be part of the Psik Reish Lo Nichalei. That was Reb Chaim said. So I ask you, Rabbi Yisai, who here read the Gemara Krisus Daf Chaf? Hopefully everybody. Who here realized when you first read the Gemara Krisus Daf Chaf that what the Gemara means is what Reb Chaim just explained? Bedas HaRambam. You want to know why Reb Chaim was considered to be a revolutionary? He said, Lo Yuman Ki Yisupar. Reb Chaim had this breakthrough in Davar Shem Miskaven. He conceptualized, he categorized Davar Shem Miskaven in a radically different way. He highlighted the fact that Mishitchis Advarim from the external layers, the Gemara is saying the same thing. This is Davar Shem Miskaven, that's Davar Shem Miskaven. No, Davar Shem Miskaven means different things in different places according to different Shitas. The fundamental breakthrough between Yedi and Ratzon. This is like classic Mint Reb Chaim. That Kavana has different nuances. The word Kavana means different things in different places. in different areas of halacha. And some Tanaim accept one and deny the other, and some accept both. And that ultimately explains, that's why the Rambam is free to say what he said. This is Reb Chaim. So that one understood Reb Chaim. Now you've got to go back and read another 10 times and see this Reb Chaim. So if Reb Chaim would have stopped here, we would have said Dayan, and we said, wow, this is just enough for a Sunday morning to swallow. Reb Chaim goes one step further now. He tries to put this all into perspective in Shittas HaRambam. What Reb Chaim discovered for us is that the only way to make any sense of this whole view of the Rambam is to commit the Rambam to the Shita that a Psik Reishit Lo Nichalei is fundamentally a Dovah Shein Miskavi. Something that Tosfos didn't say. Which puts the Rambam squarely into whose camp? We haven't really even talked about that other Shita. We've alluded to it a little bit. It's going to be hopefully Mitzvah Shem the next Sugi. Those who already got in the head of Mar Mekamos. This puts the Rambam clearly into whose camp? The Shita Sa'oruch. Oh, anyway, hundreds of years before the Rambam and Tosfos were born, there was Rabbeinu Nosson and Baba Oruch sitting in the middle of Italy, writing a dictionary on the Gemara, who came to the realization that a psik reishit lo nichalei is mamish mutter. Not awesome either, a mamish mutter. And he called it mutter for what reason? Rabbeinu Baruch, 200, 340 years before Tosfos and the Rambam existed, Rabbeinu Nosson the Baal Aruch said, a psik reishit lo nichalei is just plain and simple, dovar she'eda miskavi. Says Reb Chaim, because I am so convinced that the Rambam has to subscribe to that view, otherwise the whole Rambam falls apart. This equation, this is the ultimate answer to the Peladik Rambams, two very, very difficult Rambams, two almost impossible to understand Rambams. They involve two statements of Chazal and Masechah Shabbos, that are almost incomprehensible according to the Rambam. The Gemara talks about two extenuating circumstances. One is called Mafis Morsa, and one is called what? Atzad Nochosh. You have this unpleasant situation where the guy's got this like boil, something or other. It's very, very annoying on Shabbos. It's full of pus, it's hurting him, it's very painful. And he wants to go to the doctor, and Shabbos have the doctor pop it for him. So the Gemara says, way, not so simple. What's the goal of the popping of this boil or something? Shabbat. Yes, the doctor. Is the goal to open up the hole and to create this nice, beautiful Pesach that air should come in and the pus should come out? It should be a real Pesach. It's almost like open up an orange juice container. That's the goal? Gemara says, if that's the goal, we're in serious trouble. You know we're in serious trouble? That's called a Sias Pesach and Shabbos. That's a Melacha Deraisa. What Melacha Deraisa is it? Do I hear what? Bone? Do I hear Makabat Patish? Not sure. I got a little bit of Shabbos. We spent plenty of time in this. Melacha Rishon, what the Melacha is? But again, that's not a topic. That's a Melacha Deraisa. If that's the goal, you're trying to really, really get a nice, fancy, schmancy opening there to function, to look nice, that's a big problem. But there's another agenda the person may have. And what is that? Just get the gook out. Just to get the pus out. It can close up right after that, as far as I'm concerned. I couldn't tell this. The Gemara says, if that's what you're trying to do, Mafis Mortz Lotzi Licha, the Gemara says, if that's your goal, then it's Mutter Lechatchila Gegas of Deyik. You may have to get the doctor to sterilize the needle a little differently. We spoke about that last week. But Lemais, it's Mutter. And why is it Mutter? What does the Gemara say? Why is it Mutter? It's a simple chesh. The Gemara says, after all, it's true that the person is making a hole, but the person who's carrying out the dead body is also carrying out an item. So why is he carrying out a dead body not really Melacha Deraisa? Because it's a what? Because the agenda is different. The goal is different. It's a Melacha Yatzir L'Gufa. The goal of Mishkan was to use the item. The goal of carrying the mace is to remove the mace. The Gemara makes the identical cheshbon in Masechah Shabbos and says the goal of making a hole, the Melacha Deraisa, the Machapat Shabbayna, is to make the hole, to use the hole. It should be a functioning hole, to continue to use it. Here, he's making the hole. He doesn't really care about the hole. He really wants to get the licha out. It's a Melacha Yatzir L'Gufa. And therefore, Melacha Yatzir L'Gufa is usually also Midir Rabbanan, but here they had Rachmanan, the guys, in a lot of pain, a lot of agony. it's ruining his Shabbos. He can't daven, he can't learn, can't enjoy his children, can't take a nap. The makom tzal goes through rabbanim. So they lifted what would otherwise be, again, that's not an absolute klal across the board. We spent a lot of time, 157 daf from Masechah Shabbos, to try to figure out when they did lift it, when they didn't lift it. But this is an example that Chazal said, Bakum Tzadu goes through Rabbanim. So the whole heter of Mafis Morsa is predicated on the fact that it's a Melachshah Tzich Lagufa, which it sounds like it is, and it should have been Potter Aval Asr, but they knocked off that Potter Aval Asr and turned it into Mutter, Bakum Tzah. Now we move to the next line with the Maratzad Nochosh. If a guy is trapping a snake because he really wants to, he works for a zoo, and he wants to capture that snake to be able to use it for his snake charming, chover chover, right? A lot of goals. That would be a really, really serious malacha derais of tzeda. Why does he want to trap the snake? Shalei Yishchan, he doesn't want to get bit by the snake. So he traps the snake. What would you say about trapping a snake for the purpose of trying to avoid getting bit? I recall that another example of what? The goal of Tzeda the Mishkan was to trap animals, to use the animals, to take the animal skins, etc. Here I'm trying to trap the animal in a sense through it's classic like Motzi Asameis. So it's almost an identical example of Motzi Asameis. It's not Tzich Lagufa. The Gemara says, no problem, Tzad Nochash Leishchena was Mutter. It's Mochach Tzich Lagufa. It should be Potter Valhoser. What's the answer? Well, Chazal had Rachmanis in the guy, because if you don't let him do it, what may happen? He may get bit by the snake. Look, he's not going to die from the snake. It's probably not a poisonous snake. It's definitely not. You know, the snake mumchums. This is not. Give me, what's a good example of a poisonous snake? Give me a good one. Come on.
Viper.
A viper. Boa constrictor. Is that poisonous?
No.
No? It's not?
No.
Not. Okay. So, he has the mumchum. Look at the snake over here. Trying to figure out, what's with the snake? Is it really dangerous? He's not going to die from the snake. On the other hand, you make a bit by the snake, it would be pretty painful. I imagine if a boa constrictor would bite, it would be painful. Stomach, right? That's different. All your years of infectious disease, do you ever have to deal with a snake bite? Yeah, okay. Did you lie? I assume you learned in medical school what to do about it, right? Vaguely.
My veterinarian said in Israel, she's actually dealt with
snake bites. Okay. I mean, in theory, it could be a pretty serious thing, right? Could be a thing.
It's like burning. It's like, sorry, like you describe
it's a burning feeling. Right. Okay, so it could be a serious stuff. It could be very painful, even though Baruch Hashem. Okay. So here's this guy. He's about to get bit by the snake. The Slytherin's about to come and, you know, bite this guy. And he's trying to run away from the snake. And he comes and asks the rabbi, and the rabbi says, no problem! Tzad Nochash Leishchenu is Mutter! Dumbledore, the Paskin, you're allowed to do it. Tzad Nochash Leishchenu is Mutter. Fine. So why is it Mutter? Malach Shetzich Lagufa, and it's Potter Velosa, but Mokum Tzad Gozer Rabban. Good. So I understand. I read the Gemara and Shabbos. I got both Gemara's down pat. I open up Rambam and Sefer Halacha, and the Rambam, not surprising, quotes both halachas. The Shtei in the Gemara, Mepis Musa's Mutter, Tzalach Shoshchen is Mutter, finished. What's the problem? How could the Rambam quote these Gemara's? The Gemara said it's Mutter because of Moshe Tzik Lagufa, but the Rambam is the one who says what? The Rambam passed Moshe Tzik Lagufa is what? Schayef. So obviously these gemaras are shleiki halacha. These gemaras are only in the world view of Rabbi Shimon. For favorish of gemara and Shabbos. Was it Kuvzayin and Shabbos? I forgot already. Kuvzayin and Shabbos take for favorish that these gemaras are only true. These didn't run true under Rabbi Shimon. So what's the Rambam doing in quoting these halachas? Zok to Abchayim. What's the answer? That the Rambam had a different version of why these halachas are mutter. Not the gemara's reason. The halachas are true, they stand on their own 2 feet, even without the Gemara's version. The Gemara was giving you one version of why they're mutter, but there's another equally valid version. What is the equally valid version? These are psikreshas, delo, nichales. And as such, the Rambam Shetosai held up psikreshas, delo, nichales are mutter. Nothing to do with what? Nothing at all under the sun to do with Lach Shetzir like Tosis. Psikreshas, nichales are mutter. Why? Because they're dover she'eino. What? The scavens. That's the emissary reason why.
Wait.
So comes the Chaim and says, the real reason why these things are mutter is because they qualify as psychological nichales, the dvarim shenim is kavnim, and that's the real reason why they're mutter. So there are two points of contention with this Rebbe. Number one, wait a second. If this is so good, we're so smart, we came up with another. The Rambam is so gavaldik, he outsmarted the Gemara. Why didn't the Gemara say this? Why do you have to go run to Melach Shetzich Leguf or with a mice or with a story and come up with some razzle dazzle cool hoots at the Rabbanan, Machum Tsar, and read this out? Why didn't the Gemara call it to the Gresh L'Michalim? That's problem number one with Reb Chaim. And problem number two with Reb Chaim is, wait a second. Is that true? Mafis Morris and Sad Nachashus, are these really Dovashem Miskavens that are going to hide behind Psikreshid Lo Nichales and be mounted and based on Dovashem Miskavens? Do they meet the basic ABC criteria to be called Dovashem Miskavens in the first place? What Rishon should be flashing in front of your eyes when you saw this Reb Chaim? Reb Chaim called these two things Dovashem Miskavens. I would have expected everybody to start screaming and banging on the tables and saying, what? This is against the ABCs of Dovashem Miskavens. Which Rishon should be flashing in front of your eyes, everybody say? Anyone listen to Laning yesterday? Anyone got to Bosar, Yimo Basar, Losoi? Anyone remember the Yisod, how you say this in the sugyas of Dovashem Miskavens, Moksha Tzirkufa? Who was that? The Rashban Shabbos Kuflam and Gimel. The Rashban Shabbos Kuflam and Gimel defined for us exactly what a Dovashem Miskavens is and what it's not. And when you read this Reb Chaim, if you didn't think of this Rashba, then you didn't read the Reb Chaim. I mean, you may have read it, but it was Dovashem Miskavens, because it weren't Mechavens what you were reading. So Reb Chaim say, I hear where Reb Chaim is coming from. I see where Reb Chaim is troubled. Reb Chaim is not the first one to ask on these Rambams. Already, Tosfos already asked this kasha. The Baal Luchos Gedolos. This kasha was asked already back in the 800s. The Baal Luchos Gedolos already realized, hey, wait a second. These Gemaras, hold on. This is dependent on Lachshet Yagufa. Not so simple. Not so poshut. This is kasha as old as the hills. But Reb Chaim's innovation that we're going to call these things Dovashem Miskavens because of part of his theory that the Rambam buys into the Yaruch and Pesach Nicholas are called Dovashem Miskavens, the Mutlach HaChila, we are far from sure whether that's, we can go down that route of Reb Chaim. Because, number one, we don't understand if it's such a Gevalik HaTeretz, why didn't the Gemara think of it? And number two, we're not so sure it's such a Gevalik HaTeretz because this doesn't seem to fit into our preconceived notions of what Dovashem Miskavens and Melach Shetzich Leguf are and are not. So we still have work to do in this Reb Chaim. Hopefully from tomorrow we'll put the final touches on this understanding, the final touches of Reb Chaim, spend a lifetime in this Reb Chaim, just to understand a little bit more about this Reb Chaim. And then hopefully this will be the lead us into the next sugya, which is, believe it or not, we haven't even learned the sugya psik ratio yet, but there's still Dovashem Miskavens. Hopefully Hashem will begin the sugya psik ratio on Nichalei, which is of course the natural continuation of everything we're talking about for Mitzvah the next.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get